Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. And here's some announcements about upcoming events. Survey and Manage Weekend in Oregon, Friday through Sunday, March 29th through the 31st. Come out to Mount Hood National Forest and learn about these survey and manage species. Activists from throughout the Northwest region will give trainings in the survey and manage classification and lawsuit. Red tree vole habitat, salamanders, mosses, lichens, and map and compass work. Learn how to identify the species that will help stop timber sales. We will spend part of the day training folks how to survey for these various rare species. And then we will break into teams to do actual surveys in old growth currently proposed for logging. For more info, call Cascadia Forest Alliance at 503-241-4879. That's 503-241-4879 or BARC at 503-331-0374, extension 3. That's 503-331-0374, extension 3. Carpools leave from the Cascadia Forest Alliance office, Southeast 16th and Clinton in Portland, Oregon, on Friday and Saturday mornings at 9:30 a.m. For carpool information out of Eugene, Oregon, contact the Cascadia Forest Defenders. Their number 541-684-8977. That's 541-684-8977. And for carpools out of Olympia, Washington, contact John at johvil19@evergreen.edu. That's johvil19@evergreen.edu. And help spare rainforests from illegal logging. Days of Action Against the Furniture Industry, April 14th through 16th. Your help is needed to get U.S. furniture manufacturers off wood from ancient tropical forests. The U.S. furniture manufacturing industry is the largest illegal timber-consuming industry in the world. Buying illegally harvested timber from such beautiful areas as the Amazon and Africa, seriously threatening biodiversity and indigenous peoples. A markets campaign focused on the illegal logging of tropical forests and the U.S. furniture industry is being launched by Greenpeace, Free the Planet, and others. Successful student actions have already taken place in North Carolina and Kansas. We're calling for a series of demonstrations targeting two particular U.S. companies, Stickley and Ethan Allen, during April 14th through 16th. Stickley, a high-end furniture maker, is probably the single largest consumer of big-leaf mahogany from Brazil in the United States. Ethan Allen's mahogany, called Cahaya, is mostly from Africa's ancient forests, much of which comes from illegal logging in Côte d'Ivoire and Ghana. We will have a Day of Action packets available soon at www.greenpeaceusa.org/forests. That's www.greenpeaceusa.org/forests. And the Restoration Conference is happening in Boulder, Colorado, April 18th through the 20th. As we enter the 21st century, both the short-term health of our federal lands and their long-term fate is in a serious question. Federal land management agencies have reached a crossroads in terms of whether they will design and implement restoration programs that are, first and foremost, guided by ecological principles or whether they will continue to maintain the status quo by front-loading commodity-driven projects under the guise of restoration. What constitutes true forest restoration when Smokey the Bear fire suppression policies are still alive and well in the Forest Service? Does commercial thinning and logging reduce the threat of wildfires? To what extent has grazing changed forest composition? Why does the public and the environmental community not trust federal land managers to conduct ecologically oriented restoration after 100 years of natural resource management? You can find the answers to all these questions at the Restoration Conference in Boulder, Colorado, April 18th through 20th, and it's free. For more information, go to www.forestadvocate.org/news and look for the agenda on forest restoration. That's www.forestadvocate.org/news. Many thanks to Greenpeace and BARC for these announcements. Visit their websites at www.bark-out.org. That's www.bark-out.org and www.greenpeaceusa.org. That's www.greenpeaceusa.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, it's a-